Hi there and welcome to Robeats, workouts that are slightly different to my normal row-along workouts because I don't talk the whole time. I will still talk to you through the workout to tell you when we are going to be changing our intensities, but you're not going to get as much chat from me. It's just going to be some pumping tunes instead. Now, today's workout is going to be 10 minutes long and we're going to mix up four different kinds of intensities. We're going to do low intensity at 20 strokes a minute, moderate intensity at 24 strokes a minute, high intensity at 30, and then sprints at 30 or above. But I will keep you on point when we are changing those intensities. Now, we are going to get into a 5-minute warm-up first, and I am going to talk to you through that just to make sure that you are rowing with an okay technique before we get started into the main session. And we have to set up our machines first. Now, when it comes to the resistance on your machine, no matter what you're using, I want you just to set it to wherever you feel you're going to get the best workout. This is meant to be a high intensity workout, so set it somewhere you can feel you get high intensity, but not so high that you have to tug against it with your upper body. After all, the rowing stroke should be about your legs. So if you can't push with your legs and you have to tug with your arms, you're too high. But I do want you to look at your foot stretcher height and set your feet so that they're at a height where you can come into the front of the machine with your shins in a vertical position without your heels coming too far off the foot plates. They can come up a bit, but not too far. A good ballpark here is that the strap should cover the balls of your feet or the bottom horizontal lace in your shoe. And then you can adjust from that point. But most people that don't know about this tend to set their feet way too high. So do take a look at this to see whether setting a little bit lower can help with your comfort on the rowing machine. So we're going to get into this 5-minute warm-up. I'm going to talk you through it. And I want you just to start at a relatively low stroke rate, around about 20, and a light intensity. Just build yourself up over these 5 minutes, okay? If you are ready, let's get going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're off. So, it could well be that this is the first time that you have moved today. So, start off at an intensity where you can just let your body warm up. After all, this is a warm up, not a hit the ground running up. So often I say that this is an intensity just similar to as though you were standing up from a squat. Maybe you were holding a bag of shopping in each hand, just to add a bit more oomph. But that's really all you should be doing right now. And you can think about pushing with your legs from the front with straight arms, so that the power comes from your legs first, and you only pull the handle at the back of the stroke. Okay, so push with the legs, pull at the back. And then in order to go faster, increase intensity, you push harder with the legs, which is what we're going to do after this stroke. So I want you to just push a bit harder so that you can increase your intensity. And what you're looking for is for your heart rate to start climbing, not too fast. Your breathing rate will get faster, but you can still hold a conversation with somebody. You may have to let them answer in order for you to take a few breaths, but you should be able to have a conversation. And really, it's an intensity where you probably wouldn't be able to sing because you need to breathe more than you can when you're singing. Or the intensity is kind of the same as if you were walking up a constant flight of stairs, where you know that that becomes quite a bit of exercise after 2 or 3 flights. We're just going to hold this intensity for another minute, and I want you to think about what's going on with your back. So as you come forwards to the front of the stroke, I want you to tilt over your hips with those arms straight. Then you push with your legs to start the stroke, and then once your legs are about halfway done, you swing your back from that forwards tilt to the backwards tilt, and then pull in your arms. And then the last thing to think about is posture, making sure you're sitting up on your sit bones as you tilt forwards and backwards, rather than sitting back with a slumped posture and a rolled lower back. Right, in 3 strokes time, we're going to start breaking the stroke down by taking 1 foot out of the foot straps. So take 1 foot out, put it on the ground, continue rowing. And now with only one leg strapped in, it's easier to get into this forward tilt and your shins in a vertical position. And then that feeling of pushing with your leg, okay? Because you've only got one leg in, you'll feel you'll connect a lot more powerfully. Last one here, and let's swap feet. One in, one out. Don't worry if it takes you a few seconds to swap. Continue rowing. Naturally, your pace is gonna be slower here than it was before. Don't worry about it. You've only got one leg strapped in. You can't expect to be as fast. But just think about that tilt forwards as you come in and swing into that backwards from 1 o'clock to 11 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock. One more here. Let's put both feet back in. Strap them up, legs straight, and let's row with our back and arms. So that means you're swinging back and then forwards, but you start the swing and then you pull in your arms. So back, arms, then arms out, and rock forwards again. With that good posture, like a pendulum, forwards and backwards. Let's take one more here, and then roll into the front with arms straight and that forwards tilt, and just use your legs. So don't pull your arms at all, keep them straight. Try to hold that forwards tilt as well, and just push your legs. And this should really get that feeling in of the power being from legs as you push, rather than from pulling the handle, which is why you don't want your resistance too high. Let's take one more here as we hit 5 minutes. And that's us done with the warm-up. So have a quick drink, just keep on rocking up and down the rail. I will quickly describe one more time what it is we're doing today, and then we'll get in to our main session. Okay then, so today's Row Beats workout is gonna be 10 minutes long with a 2 minute cooldown added onto the end. It's gonna be a mixture of all four of the intensities that I spoke about in the intro, but it is gonna be erring more towards the higher intensities in order to make such a short workout effective. We're gonna start off for 30 seconds at 24 strokes a minute at a moderate intensity. So that's probably gonna be right about 10 to 15 seconds faster than you were rowing during the warm-up. I'm going to call out the changes with around about 20 seconds to go before each one, and the graphics behind me will also have it, so hopefully you'll have a good idea when things are going to change, all right? So if you've had your quick drink and you've had a wiggle of your backside, we're all ready to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Remember, 24 strokes a minute, 30 seconds is how we open this. You can follow me for stroke rate. If you're not used to following specific stroke rates. In 10 seconds time, we're gonna take it up to 30 strokes a minute and a high intensity. After this stroke, one stroke every 2 seconds. Higher intensity. Should be going faster. In 10 seconds, we're gonna take it back to 24 and a moderate intensity. Two more. Back to 24s. In 20 seconds, we're gonna go back up to 30 and that high intensity. One more stroke. Let's go back to high intensity. One stroke every 2 seconds. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna back right down to 20 strokes a minute and a low intensity for 1 minute. 3, 2, 1. Ease right off. One stroke every 3 seconds. For 1 minute. So this is your chance to have a drink, if you need one. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna keep the stroke rate the same, but go full power with our leg push and our arm pull. In 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Power strokes. Push and a slow recovery. Fast drive, slow recovery. We're doing this for a minute in total. Keep pushing hard with the legs. Max power. In 15 seconds time, we're gonna go up to that moderate intensity. 24 strokes a minute for 1 minute. One more here. Let's increase. 24 strokes a minute. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go 30 strokes a minute, high intensity for 1 minute. After this one, here we go. Should be going faster than before. Seconds. In 20 seconds, we're going to go back to the low intensity, 20 strokes a minute, for 30 seconds. Three, two, one. Back to low intensity. Have a drink if you need to. You have 20 seconds before we change up to moderate intensity, 24s again. In 3, 2, 1. Here we go up to 24. Let your pace increase as your stroke rate increases. In 10 seconds time, we're going back up to 30 and high intensity. After this one, here we go. 30 seconds. 30 strokes a minute. High intensity. And 10 seconds, reduce back to 24 and moderate. One more. Here we go. Ease the pace to 24 strokes a minute. And then in 20 seconds time, we're gonna go all the way down to 20 strokes a minute. And the low intensity. Last one here, and let's take it down for 1 minute at 20 strokes a minute and a low intensity. And the reason we're going slow is because for our final minute, we're going to sprint. High stroke rate, high pace. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go sprinting. High rate, high pace. Final minute. Thirty seconds. Keep pushing with the legs. Pull at the back. Keep sprinting. We're almost there. Ten seconds. Last stroke. Well done. Let's get into some very light rowing to cool down. Don't worry about intensity or trying to hold a perfect technique here. Just keep your body moving. Get the blood circulating. Fire your muscles. Give them a chance to settle down and recover, ready for either whatever you have planned next or ready to come back for another day's training. It's a short, sharp 10-minute workout, this one. It might not be one that is going to get you ready for a half marathon row, but if you just want a little filler in your day on the rowing machine, then that 10-minute workout, well, I still worked up a very good sweat, nice high heart rate. Could use that as a movement snack. Maybe halfway through your day, if you get the chance, you can just wander onto the rowing machine, blast out that 10-minute workout, go back to work. The joys of working from home. I know not everybody can work from home, but if you can, it's a great idea. Okay, two more strokes from me, and I'm all done with this cool down. You of course don't have to stop cooling down, you can keep on going or get ready for whatever you have next. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me for this 10-minute row beat workout. Remember, there are longer ones up here, and of course I have lots of other rows up here for you to do where I do talk quite a lot more. So until one of them, please take care of yourselves, row well, be well, bye-bye.